My question is, when we incarnate, can I, for example, my mother is on the other side, can I communicate with her, and how do I know that she didn't go into another earth kit and then I can't communicate with her because she doesn't, because the veil is closed? When we incarnate into another body, a little baby, will she, will that soul, that spirit still be able to communicate with me, or will she not remember? I'm confused about that.
And the confusion may be that you are perceiving that you, in this form, with your very happy pants, are only one aspect and the total aspect of your consciousness. And yet it is not true. There are aspects of your consciousness connected to a larger whole. And so you, in some of your teachings and understandings, you're starting to play with the imagination that there is string theory, multiple dimensions, numerous timelines happening. And so the part that animates your bodies here on Earth is only a very small aspect of your consciousness. You and your mother and many other beings are connected at other levels, having great adventures in different dimensions at all times. And we would invite you to imagine, are there not often moments in your day that you do not know what you, where you were? That are there not missing gaps of time? And do you not find it unusual that you can sleep for such prolonged periods? And sometimes you check back in and your memory is not quite that which you thought it should be. And so we are suggesting to you that it would be easier for you to understand that just as you may be distracted mentally in the human form, that you may be having your mind, your focus over there while your body goes in this direction, and yet you're also taking care of something else. It is just like that. There are many aspects of you. And another way we like to teach this is that as you're sitting in this room, there is one of your personas here. And you are here, maybe a student. When you ask us questions, we are delighted that you would come with the energy of learning, of receiving, of being open to understanding at a higher consciousness. And then at other times, you may be the teacher. You may be the one teaching, leading, being the parent. And other times you are the child, and sometimes you are the friend, and other times you are the stranger. There are all these many, many roles. And so if you could imagine yourself at a party with many, many people, at that party, you are many roles all at the same time. To some people, you are a beloved friend. To some people, you are a trusted, supportive source to help keep the party going, to help out. And to other people, you are a stranger. And to some people, you will click and engage in conversation. And to others, you may just not even communicate at all. And so at all times, you're in many, many different roles, many levels of your consciousness. Sometimes you are loving in action, and yet you are thinking thoughts that are not quite so loving, yes?
Yes.
So you are very diverse beings, and it is only a limited focus which keeps you grounded on Earth, that keeps you functioning at the level of the Earth, that doesn't allow you to perceive this. And so we invite you with our words and with this frequency of that which we are engaged with all of you at this time and through the technology, we invite you to imagine that you cannot be separate from your mother. You cannot be separate from anyone who you have exchanged a consciousness level, love, ideas, concepts, and knowledge with. You can never again be separate. The way you can remember all your beloved animals, all those animals that you have loved, whether they are your pets or were in your care, even those of other people that you have chosen to engage with, you can access them through your memory. You can access them through your heart. You literally access those consciousnesses in memory when you love a new animal, a picture of an animal. You are accessing all the experiences, all the connections that you have had. That is why you keep evolving in complexity. You keep unfolding to new and more expansive levels of possibility. And so if you think of it in that way, it may help you perceive. And we would like to very lovingly point out to you that, as we pointed out last week, ask yourself, what is the resonance of my question? Because when you ask questions from the resonance of scarcity, of limit, of fear, of of being controlled is usually the dominant place. You have a fear of being controlled. As long as you ask questions in that resonance, you are actually literally affecting the answers that you receive. Mm-hmm. Now, as we were just speaking with you, through the use of the form of Helen and through the agreement that she has of practicing, we can hold a very high frequency to give you the answers. What you will notice is you will not remember the answer in completeness if you asked in a frequency that does not allow the answer to resonate. And that is why, yes, we encourage the transcriptions and that you read the answers to your own individual questions over again and again, inviting you, and this is our mission, to invite you into a higher frequency to where you can hold the answers that you really desire. And so the question is good, and yet even a question, the resonance you're in when you ask the question is a filter that affects the answer that you are able to receive.
Thank you.
Very well.